Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been a long, cold winter here in the Northeast, but that doesn't mean people are going without fresh produce locally grown, even in the city. The Union Square Green Market in Manhattan has been in business since 1976, and it's become a model for what it means to sell fresh ingredients year-round. Even in the dead of winter, they boast 35 farmers, cheesemakers, bakers, pickle makers, mushroom growers, and milkmen. Here in Now's resident chef Kathy Gunn stopped by the market on a bitterly cold day to check out the menu.
I just bought 2 dozen eggs from Flying Pigs Farm and put them in my bicycle, which has got a long cargo bay for carrying things. For years and years, I've basically bought at the market and then brought it back to the restaurant or the restaurants. I'm Peter Hoffman. I'm the owner of Savoy and Back 40 restaurants in New York City, both downtown New York. And this morning, we're in Union Square Farmers Market. I come here because this is Town Hall. This is the Village Green here in Manhattan. And I come for food and I come for community. And I guess it also sort of in the year-round experience, I come here to get back in touch with the changing seasons and what's available in the market.
How important is it to you to have this ritual, to be able to come here?
For me, it's an important part of just being here in the city, being alive, being a stimulated cook. You know, if I lived in the country, I think I would know what the seasons were and how the season was progressing, but I don't. And so what I have is I have the tableau, I have the tables laid out each day, each week, and that evolution. And that's very exciting, and very exciting for a lot of New Yorkers. I mean, you know, I know so many people who are here, and some of them are customers, some of them are chefs, some of them are just people that I know from the market, and someone will come up to me and go, did you see, you know, the first ramps are here, you know, the first tomatoes are in the market, and they're excited, and it's not like, did you go get some, or I want to tell you to go buy, it's just like just sharing the excitement of the return of the season, the rotation of the earth, you know.
My name is Laura, and I'm from Brooklyn.
And Laura, what brings you out here on this cold morning?
I actually come to the farmer's market twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Yeah, I eat, all my food comes from the farmer's market, yeah. So
what have you bought today?
Today I got some rutabaga, some carrots, some greens, some squash, so, yeah.
I mean, you live in one of the largest cities in the world, and yet here you are trying to buy food from farms, and
do you
take the subway here to get your farm food?
Yeah, I take the subway, yeah.
And you're willing to be out in the cold and spend what the farmers need because this is important to you.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I would pay as much as I wanted to charge for this stuff. And I love the farmers. It, you know, you make friendships with people, and yeah.
What can I get for
you? I need half gallons today. I need 2 half gallons of low-fat milk.
Low-fat?
Yeah.
My name's Emmett Sussland.
My name's David Tanklevsky, and I work with Mr. Sussland at the Milk Thistle stand.
The product that we have is just a lot different than what you're going to buy at the store. This is the closest you can get to raw milk in New York State. We do low temperature pasteurized. Our whole milk is non-homogenized, so the cream's still at the top. That's not what you're usually buying in a grocery store. So people they appreciate the value of what they're getting here. So
last week, someone's like, how come I pay $8 for this and I don't pay as much at the grocery store? And Emmett said, why would you pay more to drive a BMW instead of a Toyota? And I told him, this is the BMW of milk.
My name is Martin. I'm from New York City.
What'd you buy today, or what are you looking for today?
Basically greens, salad, maybe a couple of, like, you know, winter kind of, like, root-type vegetables. There's, like, one I like called celery root. Maybe there's a place that actually sells tomatoes, even though it's the winter, because they grow it hydroponically in a greenhouse.
And how do you feel about spending a bit more?
I do find that, for me, it is somewhat expensive because I'm buying all the organic stuff. But, I mean, there's plenty of non-organic stuff at the farmer's market, too. And it's not very expensive. So there's that option, too.
There are people who have found a niche market here that is selling higher priced ingredients. I don't begrudge them that. It doesn't make me angry. You know, first of all, I think we've gotten unnaturally used to the idea of what food costs and the idea of cheap food. And the more we learn as we go through, whether it's egg recalls and tainted beef and things like that, why do we have cheap food? So I don't know about cheap food. This is the real cost of food. Is some of it out of my range as a chef who's going to resell the food? Absolutely.
Can you tell me your name? And
I'm Norman Hansen.
And you live in the city?
I do, Greenwich Village.
And you shop at the farmer's market regularly?
As often as I can.
Why?
It really all comes down to the relationships. I like knowing the names, the Peters, the Johns, the Nivias, the Sues. You know, that's the way my grandmother shopped. She taught me how to cook, and everybody says it's the new thing. It's nothing new.
We're cooking good food every day in a small, handcrafted restaurant. And so what we work with are producers who are of a similar scale. We buy from people that we know. They tend to be small farmers. They tend to be local farmers. But it's not exclusive. I mean, I've been called, you know, the pioneer of the locavore movement. Well, you know, that wasn't anything that I started out to do. I mean, it was just we cooked what we wanted to cook. We worked with the best ingredients we could put our hands on that happened to be here at Union Square Farmers Market.
That's Peter Hoffman, chef and owner of the Savoy and Back 40 restaurants in Manhattan, speaking with Here Now's Kathy Gunst during her visit to the Union Square Green Market in New York. To see a slideshow, by the way, go to hereandnow.org.